What's going on, you guys? Today I want to talk about a very important topic today. Today I want to talk about family. You know, there's many meanings for family. It could mean your wife, your kids, your mother, your father, your grandfather, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, you know, just the persons who raised you. Well, in all perspective, I see it as the people you know cared about you. You know, if you were raised by your aunt and uncle, those people love you like a mother and father would. If you were raised by just your mother, that mother took a lot of time and effort to be there for you. The parents, like just two fathers, two mothers, parents, in my opinion, care about you as equally as another set of parents would. You know, because parents are there for you constantly. I mean, you could make mistakes, you could do something stupid, and they're still going to love you. And the reason why they love you so much is because they care about you. They want to make sure you make the right choices, but you also learn from your mistakes. Parents are there as like a life coach to tell you your rights and your wrongs. I mean, my parents grew up in like the lower class, and they gave me middle class lifestyle, and I love it. I mean, I wouldn't change it for anything else. And I mean, my aunt and uncle treat me like their son. My grandfather and grandmother treat me like their son. And my mother and father treat me like the son they have. I mean, I see them all as my parents, because they are my parents. Because, you know, they care about me. They make sure I make the right choices in life. They tell me, you know, if you want to do this, you do that. If you want to become a director, you become a director. If you want to become a doctor, you become a doctor. You know, they listen. They care about your choices, you know, because deep down, you can't just go to your friend and say, hey, what do you think I should do? Should I become a doctor or should I become a veterinarian? You know, they're going to be like, I don't know. It's up to you. I mean, I really don't care. But your parents, they're going to be the people that tell you, well, you should look it up. Find out some pros and cons about each one. They're going to give you advice that's going to be with you forever. I mean, when you grow up, how to shave, how to drive a car, how to sign up for your own banking account, how to talk to girls, how to talk to boys, how to be there when something bad happens, like you get broken up with, or you don't get asked to a prom, or asked to a dinner date, or, you know, things like that, you know? You weren't picked for the team, you weren't picked for the show, the opera show, the theater club, you know? They're there to show you, like, hey, they missed out on something big. They're also there to show you that they care, that people do care about you. You know, don't be afraid to tell your parents what's going on. And if they don't want to listen, you know, go to your uncles, go to your aunts, go to your grandma, go to your grandpa. And if no one like them care, go to your friends' parents. They're going to listen. I mean, my friend was in a bad place. He was a scared kid. He didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. And you talked to my parents. They said, you should think about going to college, you know. College is a big opportunity place. You get to have a career. You have education behind your on your belt. You don't have to feel like you have to go fight for a job when people get it with a diploma. And that's what it's coming to nowadays. People want people who have a college diploma. High school diplomas don't get it anymore. The reason why your parents push you so hard in life is because they love you. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to be what they tell you to be. Like, if your father was a doctor and your mother was a nurse and they want to push you into the nursing field, but you want to go into military, well, you'd be like, Mom, Dad, you know, maybe I don't want to be a doctor. They'll ask why. They'll be a little disappointed, but you tell them, because it's not for me. I just see your lifestyle. It's a great lifestyle, but it doesn't seem like that'd be my lifestyle. You just be honest with them, you know? You tell them, like, straight up, like, you know, I see myself going to serve for my country, traveling the world, helping others in need, and such and such. Or if you want to become a musician and just make song and music, you tell them. They might think it's silly at first, but, you know, show them that you're dedicated to that. You know, my parents thought when I was doing MMA, they thought it was stupid. They said, you know, you're going to get your ass kicked, and I'm going to just tell you, what did I tell you? You know, they never went to any of my championships. I was a two-time title holder in boxing, and they never showed up. My grandfather did, and he was very proud. But jiu-jitsu, I played baseball, they showed up to that. I played football, they showed up to that. But jiu-jitsu, they didn't show up to, except one time. I was barely up to it because I was sick that week, actually, and I was just getting better, and I felt like crap. I was like, you know, I don't know if I should fight in this, but, you know, you sign up for it, you do it. And my coaches were telling me, you know, you don't have to do this. But the dedication of training constantly and constantly and constantly to go and fight those guys. I mean, I went to 3 tournaments before that one, and bomb, just annihilated the guys. I was doing great. I was getting titles, I was getting belts, and I was doing great, you know? And then there was the one they came to, and I was sick. And, you know, they were kind of worried because, you know, oh, my baby's going to get hurt and stuff. Well, that's what parents do. Fathers are going to be like, go on, son, do it. Moms are going to be careful. And, you know, your parents, they care about your well-being. You know, when you get thrown to the ground or tackled or slaughtered or smothered, you know, you get just brought down. You feel like you can't get up. You get knocked out and you feel like you're down for it. And you just don't want to get up. Get up, man. If you're running that field and you're tired and the last limb is coming up, the last lap is coming up, you sprint that last lap. Sprint it like your life depends on it. I remember doing that. You know, it was district and top 5 were going. Well, unlucky for me, I was 6th. But, you know, my parents were there. They were motivating me. They were telling me to go, go, go. Keep going. You know, family, I have family all over the world. Foreign exchange students, real family and stuff like that. But, you know, I have a brother from Brazil. He's a foreign exchange brother. But, you know, he pushed me so hard to do something. I was running for track. You know, I didn't want to do track at first. Then, you know, I found out my knees weren't any good. He said, "Da, bullshit on knees. You do it, bro. You can do it." You know, when my parents couldn't go, he'd go. He showed his support, you know. He made this sign saying, "Arriba, arriba, arriba, faster, faster, faster." And, you know, or, "Come on, come on, come on." You know, he even got a horn, started yelling at me, saying, "Go faster." You know, he kept on motivating me to go. And that's what your parents are motivating you to do, stuff like that. You know, like, this guy was in my house for 12 months. Barely talked to him sometimes, you know. But we became like brothers because we were there for each other. We loved each other. We fought with each other. We grew up together, you know. 12 months changes your life with someone new. And, yeah, I've had other foreign exchange students, but out of all of them, he was the best one. I mean, he just showed me something other people couldn't. He showed me love and support. You know, when I was in MMA, I didn't even think about it. You know, he was the guy. He was the one who took me to it and said, you know, you should try this. And I said, okay. I'll tell you one thing. When my family heard it, they said, that's stupid. He's going to get hurt, and he's going to cry. He's going to suck at it. And I said, well, you know, why not try? Because, you know, life throws you things. Life throws you so many directions. You got to just choose which one you want to go to. I chose MMA because, you know, I was kind of getting torn up, you know, bad knees, injuries, a couple broken parts of my body, a bad ear, you know. And you said, you know what, this sport was made for bad jointed, bad hurting, aching people. It shows you how to use technique more than anything. And he was by my side the whole time. My family didn't think it was a good idea. Eventually he left and I kept up with it, you know. I am a purple belt in the whole thing. And the highest belt there is a black belt. Well, if you're not part of the family of jiu-jitsu, but me, I'm a purple belt. I'm two away from black. But the thing about it is my dedication and years into it pushed me to keep going. And my family saw how much I loved it. You know, my mom and my dad went to that tournament and saw me get beat up 10 times. Well, 10 rounds, 4 minutes a round, and didn't see that I wanted to quit. You know, I might have been heavy breathing. I might have been exhausted, but I kept going back in there. It's like boxing. Your heart is the thing that keeps you going. Your coaches are the motivators. Your parents are the supporters. You know, they're there for you for a reason. They're there for you to make sure you can get up, keep going, and make you feel like there's a reason you're doing this. In my honest opinion, I did it because I felt like I was missing something in life, you know. I always got in fights. I always got in trouble. And MMA was the best way out for me. I mean, sure, it wasn't the smartest way, but, you know, it was something I loved. And eventually, I'll teach it. I mean, if you see it like I see it, my family and your families care for you, love you, see that you want to do something with your life. I mean, if you want to be a gamer, be a gamer. Make sure you study hard, go to college, get a degree, and do gaming on the side time, you know? Don't focus just on gaming, because gaming won't get you anywhere unless you're really good and people want to hear your voice about games. Like Markiplier, PewDiePie, Judge, what's his name? Can't think of his name. Smosh, Lasercorn, people like that. You know, you got to be wanted to be heard about. You got to be that person that people want to hear about. You just don't put your thing up there, your channel up there, and not support it. I mean, like, I didn't know if I would get any likes from this. You know, I'm doing a podcast because people need some positivity. And, you know, if you don't believe that I can give you that positivity, just send me a message telling me that. But I'm here for everyone. I'm going to have different topics every day. I'm not a guy who talks on politics and stuff like that. I mean, I'm talking about families right now, how they are made to care about you, to love you, to support you, be your rock when you feel light as a feather. They bring you down and tell you, hey, you know, you want to do that? You do that. You want to be the best basketball player ever? You better train hard. You want to be the best football player? You better go out at 5 a.m., run some miles, learn how to use your upper body, and keep your feet planted. You want to be a good baseball player? We got to go to the baseball field, practice every day. You want to be a good soccer player? Come on, we're going to go run some miles. We're going to get your stamina up, get you ready to be on that field for more than 48 minutes. You got to be ready for those things. You can't just think life is easy, because life isn't easy. That's why your family's there, to show you that life isn't so easy on everybody. Like, yeah, you got people who got it easy, who were blessed with talents, but you are there to make your own life path. Like me, I had to start from the bottom and work my way up. My friends did the same thing. And if you have that problem, that means you were blessed to show the world that you can do something that people who were blessed with the talent have. You are that person who was given the opportunity to show up more than that person. Don't be a smart aleck and say, I'm better than you. Don't do that. Show respect, you know, like, you know, man, you did great. You worked good. Your parents raised you with manners to respect others. You respect everyone. You fight, you play against, you go up against, you train with, you fight against your opponents, your enemies. You show them respect. You know, if they're from Baton Rouge and you're from Monroe, and you guys go one-on-one and then Baton Rouge beat you one day, they don't show you no respect, you know. There's going to come a day, you're going to play them again, you're going to win. But you show them respect because you're the bigger man. In life, you got to be the bigger man. Your parents are going to tell you that. They're going to tell you when you're right and when you're wrong. When you tell them, you know, I don't want to listen to you no more. The reason why you say that is because you think you're grown. You're not grown. You're still a kid. You're going to be their kids forever. You could be 40 years old and tell your mom, you know, I know about car insurance and all that. And maybe they know something you don't. I mean, they were the ones who taught you how to get car insurance. They're the one who paid for your car insurance at the beginning. They're the ones that probably helped you get your first job. They're the ones that probably showed you how to look up a good house, a good property, a good business plan, you know? Your parents are there to help provide some detail and help in your life. Don't deny them of that, because one day you're going to need them. It might not be today when you're a kid and you're studying your heart out and you're going to go to college and stuff like that, but there will be a day. There will be a day your parents are going to say, honey, do you need help? I mean, you look like you're having trouble with your taxes. Honey, do you need help with your car insurance? I mean, if you don't have time to go do it, I can go do it for you. Hey, do you need help with your kids? I mean, if you guys are going out tonight, maybe your dad and I could take care of them. Your parents are there to help you, to support you. From when you're a young little kid, from your day you were born, to as old as they, until they die. Don't get me wrong, my mom and dad, I don't want them to pass away, but parents do pass away. They're going to probably be with me until I'm 60, 50, 70 years old, I don't know. But they've given me life lessons that I can use forever. Those life lessons are going to help me run the family business, have my own family, show me the right path into a good lifestyle, you know. I mean, have I done stupid things? Yeah. Have I made some stupid choices? Oh, yeah, I know I have. But I learn from them. My parents tell me all the time, you know, you need to think next time you do that. Let me show you this before you just hop into something. You know, you should tell me about these things. Son, you shouldn't have put diesel in a full tank of diesel when we could have just used half, because we weren't going to only do but half the work, you know? You got to think about everything. Like, oh, you put on the wrong spark plug in this engine. There's so many times you put on an 8-year one when you should have put a 4-year one. You know, you got to, I mean, they're going to teach you everything. Your father is going to teach you how to work a car, how to fix a garage, how to put stuff together. Your mother's going to teach you how to cook. And don't think cooking's for ladies. Man, if a man can cook, a woman will be impressed. I mean, women love a man who can cook. Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lady should cook too sometimes, but it'd be a good day. I mean, your old lady want to tell you like, hey, honey, do you want to go out tonight? Well, you know, why don't I cook for you? What, you cook? Yeah, I cook. My mom and dad taught me how to cook. A man cooking for a woman, man, that shows you're going to have a good lifestyle. When you grow up and you alone in a college dorm cooking by yourself, at least you know how to cook. You don't have to depend on Marshawn noodles and stuff like that. See, your parents are there for everything. I mean, I know how to cook fajitas, tacos, stuffed bell peppers, steaks, hamburgers. I know a lot of good stuff because I learned. I grew up watching my parents do it. My grandparents do it. And, you know, and I always tell your older grandparents, like your grandma, your grandpa, your great-grandma, your great-grandpa, that you love them. Because you don't know how long they got on this earth. Be blessed that you have those people, because they worked their asses off to get your parents where they are. They getting their parents learn and the manners and the way of life at a young age, and that which taught you. You were blessed with two generations. Learn from those generations. Learn what they went through so that you don't have to go through that. So you can learn from the mistakes. So you don't have to worry about problems that happen. And your aunt and uncle, talk to them. Get, you know, just don't be like, oh, nice to see you again. Don't make it awkward, you know? I mean, if they play sports, you know, talk to them about sports. If you're not a big fan of sports, ask them what they do for fun. Like, what did they used to do when they were kids, you know? Don't be awkward about it, because they're your family. Family is there forever. I mean, I got family that I didn't see for 12 years. My aunt and 12 years. I'm being honest, 12 years. She left one Christmas, and we haven't seen her in 12 years. She came last Christmas, and I was mad, you know? I was mad at her at first, and, you know, we just fixed the problem. I asked her how her son was. She said he was doing great, you know, and she told me she was upset about everything that happened in the past. You know, bury the hatchet with people you don't like. If you don't like a cousin, you don't like a stepbrother, you don't like a stepsister or half-brother, half-sister, you know, they still your family. Love them for who they are. Because family's family. Even if you had a foreign exchange student, even if you had a host family, love them. Because they're going to treat you like you're one of their own. Because, you know, you want to treat them like your family treats you. With love, care, and respect. You got to earn it to get it. That's all I got for tonight's podcast. If you guys have any questions or topics that you want me to talk about, send them to me. I'll be willing to read them all. And tell me your opinion about family. If you don't feel like I hit any main points tonight, send me some text messages on my channel, and I'll make sure to hit them next time. All right, podcast world, you have a great night, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.